Thank you so much.
Hi there, Jose. How's your day going so far?
Good, thank you. How's yours?
Not bad, not bad. I appreciate you asking. I am the regional specialist here, and of course it is my job to get you the details of our service, actually to find the best package, the one that fits the needs of your business the best, and to make it affordable for you. Now, I do have your file here in front of me. Obviously, you're doing both residential and commercial. Races, you do certain zip codes only. Now, how local are you wanting to keep it, or are you willing to travel for the right job?
No, I'm not traveling yet, but I am focusing on basically area closer to 89012. I do have some zip codes where I'm only trying to stay on.
Right, right. And the reason I ask you, it helps me to determine the best package for you. I mean, if you're keeping it pretty close to home, we can do a local campaign. That's going to be ideal for you. We can, if you're looking to take on, you know, a little bit more like a mid-mile radius, we can do social media on top of that. Now, the local campaign runs $249. That's actually more than 50% off the normal cost of that package, and that is a flat rate. So, I mean, you're a new business. We're trying to make it affordable for you. Now, obviously, the calls come to you, so it's not a lead-based service. And no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat rate. It is that flat rate. And, of course, you'll get a detailed reporting and tracking system. It is month to month, so you can certainly stop at any time. But it is our job to make sure that your phone is ringing. Nobody cancels on profit. As long as you're getting the work, you'd probably want to keep the service. Now, you have an existing website?
Yes.
You do. Okay. I'll have to remind Ray that it's her job to actually find that website for me so I can talk to you about our services without having to look for it. But and you're familiar with that local pack, right? The map that pops up near the top of the page when someone does a keyword search?
Yes.
Of course, kind of where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't really know who to call. And, of course, that means for you, I mean, especially being that you're brand new, you don't have to rely on traditional word of mouth. Google is the world's largest electronic word of mouth system on the face of the planet, and every new customer that finds you on Google becomes someone who can use your services down the road, recommend you to somebody else. Now, I know you've got questions for me at least on the surface, though. Is that something that you might want for your business at this point?
So how does this work? Like, so you're saying it takes 30 to 45 days for me to appear on the top of the page, basically?
Let me ask you, how did you hear 30 to 45 days?
The person before you.
She did. She told you. She told you 30 to 45 days. Okay. Were you asking specifically how long it takes? Did she volunteer that information?
Yeah, I was asking how long it would take.
I gotcha. Okay. Well, you know, she is overstepping her bounds. To be honest with you, she's not supposed to tell you 30 to 45 days because it's industry specific. It's case specific. It depends on where you're located and how much competition you have. Because, you know, obviously, if you're in a very rural area and you've got no competition, it might take 30 to 45 days. It might take a lot less than that. But, I mean, our job is to get your phone ringing. I mean, it's month to month, so we have to earn your business in the first month. We've been doing this since 2004. There's no way we could offer our services on a month-to-month basis if we weren't able to keep our clients beyond that first month.
Okay, so how many phone calls do you think I would get? Like, how many times is it being searched right now for window cleaners in my area?
Well, I'd have to put in a couple of zip codes. To do that quick search. So you said how many zip codes are you looking for? I mean, I want to give you as accurate as I possibly can the information.
I think it's I want to say 9 zip codes that I have that I'm focusing on.
Okay. Are they all within a 20-mile radius or 30-mile radius?
I'm not sure. It's basically, I have them if you need them.
Well, I mean, I want to get you some pretty good information here. If you want to give me all of those, I can. But let me just give you a rough estimate. I mean, that's really all you're looking for here is how many phone calls that you could get. And even if I did type in all of those specific zip codes, it would most likely not generate every single search result. It might give you 8 or 10 of the most popular search phrases relating to window cleaning, power washing. I mean, you do a lot of other things too, screen cleaning. So even if I just say 20 miles, and I think that's pretty conservative for your 9 zip codes, even if I type that in and try to get specific with your services, let's see, it did generate 9, 10. So there's 10 of the more popular search phrases for window cleaning, power washing. I don't see anything like deep track cleaning or screen cleaning, even though I was asking for those keywords. So the search is not going to be comprehensive, right? It's not going to, but you're not limited by this search. Like I said, you can be found for any of the keywords, any of the services, any variations, even misspellings that someone types in. But for those 10 most popular search phrases in that 20-mile radius, in the last 30 days, there was 1,814 searches. Now, it's probably not 1,800 people searching one time. People probably search a couple of times and even a couple of different ways. And I'm not trying to tell you you're going to get 1,800 phone calls. But I would tell you, because Google has always been clear to us and it's stayed the same over the years, regardless of the area and regardless of the industry, the businesses that are on the first page of Google see between 1% and 2% of the total number of searches for their services, translating into direct phone calls. So roughly 1,800 searches, 1% would be 18, 2% would be 36. That would be calls directly to you. But like I said, that's pretty conservative since it doesn't include all of your service area and it certainly doesn't include all of the keywords and search phrases that you could be listed for. And that's just on Google. Now, Bing is about 1 out of 10, so if you're getting 20 or 40 phone calls from Google, you can expect, you know, an additional 2 to 4 phone calls every month from someone who might find you on Bing, and then there's Facebook ads, too. Facebook ads target and retarget someone who has either done a search previously on Google or Bing for your services, and even if they've not, again, if they're in your zip codes, if they're in your service area, your ads will run. Now, you don't pay for the ads. I mean, it's included in that flat rate of $2.99. It's our job to make the $100 of ad spend go a long way. That's the original $100 that was included when it was $5.99. So I didn't reduce the cost or the budget for your Facebook ads. Facebook ads are only 25 cents a click. But even at 25 cents a click, $100 is 400 clicks every month, you know, from someone who would be in your service area and interested enough to click on your website. Now, like I said, it's just a great way to reach out to more people. And no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate. Now, I'm sure you've got questions for me, but at least on the surface, is that something that you would want for your business at this point?
So you're saying you're going to advertise on Facebook for me for that price, $249?
It is included. $100 of Facebook ads is included in that package, yes.
So $100, okay. And then what do you do for advertisement? Are you going to put ads, or how does that work?
So you'll have Facebook ads, yeah. But, I mean, we do what's called off-page optimization. You already have a website, so we're not going to work on your website. But everything off of the webpage, it's publicly known as search engine optimization. But all of the directory submissions that Google indexes when someone does a keyword search, whether it's Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Manta, known to the public or unknown, those directories would be talking about your services, your service area, link back to your website. And, of course, that's what's going to have you popping up ahead of your competitors for the keywords for the services you provide, right? Like I said, they don't have to know the name of your company. Now, of course, like I said, there's also the Facebook ads on top of that as well.
Okay. So So it's $249 a month for that?
That's a flat rate, and it is month to month. It is a reduced rate for a brand new company. Well, for a business less than 1 year old. It is not, though, like an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. It would only ever be that exact amount. And, you know, no matter how long you keep the service, even if, you know, you keep it for years and everyone would say, well, you know, 10 years, that's an established company. Even if we raise our price, you would still be secured at that flat rate of $249. So it would never go up on you. And it is all-inclusive even to the penny. So there's no taxes or fees or lead fees or anything like that.
Okay. So you're saying I would get how many more clicks a month?
Like, well, so the Facebook budget would be about 400 clicks. And for calls directly to you, I mean, you know, people in your service area, you're talking about thousands of searches, at least 2,000-3,000 searches every month in your service area for some keyword or search phrase for the services that you provide. And, you know, Google tells us that you would see 1-2% of those searches translating into direct phone calls. Not everyone calls somebody when they do a search, and not everyone who does a search will decide to call you. But the ones that call you will see your website and then decide to call you. So by the time they start dialing your number, it's because they want to work with you. And if you're getting 25 or 40, 50 phone calls coming directly to you from someone who saw your website and then called you, I mean, even a modest conversion rate would have you profitable at that $249. I think the hardest part is getting someone on the phone, you know, getting somebody who's interested in your services. This is not a lead-based service. You're not paying for a lead. You're not chasing down the same lead that your competitors might be chasing down. You're just going to get calls directly to you. And like I said, you know, 15 jobs a month, 50 jobs a month. It's the same flat rate.
Yeah.
So being that it's month to month, is that something you might want to try out? And, I mean, obviously it's our job to keep your phone ringing and earn your business.
Okay. And then what company was this?
So let me do this for you. I mean, obviously your success online really does depend on the company that you work with. We are not Google. I mean, obviously, you know, Google does make these phone calls, but it is only for businesses that have at least 100 locations or more. So if anyone ever does call you and tell you that they're Google, they're not being truthful. Anything less than 100 locations falls to the responsibility of the Google partners. We are a Google partner. We've been part of that partnership program from the beginning of that program, which goes back almost 9 years now. Like I said, we've been around since 2004. We are Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website, and the link that I just sent out to you is to the pricing page of that website, localsplash.com/SEO-packages. So if you are able to, please do put me on speakerphone and open that up. I certainly would be happy to walk you through a couple of things. At the top of it says, take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to see that?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, that we call your tracking system, we call it your client dashboard. Because, you know, of course, there's a lot more that you can do besides track your success. You can print out invoices for tax purposes. Of course, advertising is a tax write-off for the cost of doing business. A lot of business owners at this time of the year are investing or reinvesting, increasing their advertising spend because it is a tax write-off. Now, you can also, you know, see exactly how much work you're getting, where the work's coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for. Now, you can monitor your reviews. You'll have multiple reviews on different platforms. Like I said, it's not just Google and Bing. Every destination or directory that Google indexes, well, not everyone, but most of them will allow someone to write a review. And wherever those reviews originate, they do repopulate right on your tracking system. So no matter where those reviews originate, you can request reviews, respond to reviews right from your client dashboard, so from one place. Now, we've been around since 2004. Like I mentioned, we'll celebrate our 20th anniversary in December. I've been with the company myself for over 11 years. We do have a 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. It is a month-to-month service, and of course, you know, our clients keep the service because it's profitable. If it makes dollars, it makes sense, and nobody does cancel on profit. You'll see that blue tenant photo, 1 through 5, kind of outlines a little bit of what we do in the very beginning, at least. Below that, though, it says Google Ads Partner, and a box right below that that says Google Partner, very colorful Google G inside it. That is not just copy and pasted off of the internet. That's actually our badge of authenticity. It is provided to us by Google. And if you click on it, it goes to google.com/partner. So right on Google's website, you can see that we are a Google partner. And of course, that makes all the difference in the world. Google regularly makes at least small changes to their MapperPack algorithm. They do share those changes with us ahead of time, big or small. So we always know what content that we need to create, update, or in some cases remove to keep you on that first page. Now, the SEO packages right below that, we're actually talking about the Platinum package, but well over 50% off the cost of that package. It does have the Facebook ads included, that $249. That's going to be important because obviously we want you to have the strength of program that will help you to stand out amongst your competition. Now, while it is listed on the website at $599, it is just that flat rate of $249, and there is no setup fee, okay? You know, our job is to make sure that people are calling. You already have a website, so we don't have to build one. That would take a little bit away from your setup fee. Also, you are a young company, and I know you want to make it affordable for you, but it also seems like you might be using a lead-based service or like Angie's, or
she attached. Yeah, I have Angie.
You do? Oh, okay. Gotcha. Well, I know that that's an expensive service just from talking to other business owners. I know that you pay for a lead and that you know, whether you get the job or not, you have to come out of pocket for that lead. I also know that that same lead that you get goes to a handful of your competitors. So there is a promo code in our system. It's not specifically for Angie's. It's just for someone who has recently or is currently spending advertising dollars elsewhere. And when I apply this promo code, it wipes out any bit of the setup fee that might still be remaining here for you. So it would be a $0 setup fee and just the $249 as an out-the-door cost. Again, that is on a month-to-month basis.
$249 a month. And that's, okay, yeah, I guess I'll give it a try.
So when we get your phone ringing, the number on the website, obviously that's the business number, the same number we're speaking on. This is the one you want your customers to call. Is it, though, the best number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Yes.
And, of course, it is a smartphone. We know that you can receive text messages on there. And then you are, by the way, most of the time just going to get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. They'll either dial your number or they will, you know, hit the click-to-call. The one thing I did want to ask you, even on your website, there's an address, the 8275 Southeastern Avenue. But correct me if I'm wrong, though. Your business is service-based, right, meaning that you only go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you, so there's not like a physical brick-and-mortar showroom or location that you would want your customers to know about?
Exactly. That's just a virtual office, but I have it there because
gotcha.
It looks more
professional. Got it. Okay, perfect. And, you know, Google expects it to be that way. When you're going out and performing a service, Google doesn't expect you to maintain a storefront. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out to that virtual office, though, and try to knock on any doors out there. So you're just going to be listed city and state. So you're not even going to be listed with a zip code. But, of course, we can target specific zip codes for you. And then the other thing I wanted to ask you, well, first of all, Ray never did get your last name.
Mendoza.
Mendoza. And that's M-E-N-D-O-Z-A?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then I was looking on your website for an email address. Is the info@regalpains.com, is that going to be the best email for us to reach you?
Yes, that's the best email.
Okay,
regalpains.com.
Gotcha. Absolutely. And then, you know, sometimes we will email things out to you, certainly longer pieces of information and something we would want you to have for your records. We will email things out to you. sometimes we'll just give you a quick text message or a fast phone call. Did you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
All of those are fine.
All of those are fine? Okay, perfect. There might be a little bit of redundancy built into it, meaning if we call you and we don't reach you, we may send a text or shoot out a quick email for you. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me, at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I would be scheduling a follow-up call from one of our technicians. And it's called a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. I mean, we are going to talk to you in depth about your services, your service area, those specific 9 zip codes. I mean, I can get them down now, but our technician's going to want to verify those anyway. You know, if you have a mission statement, motto, slogan, or anything like that, of course, we will be promoting the existing website, regalpains.com. That follow-up call takes about 25 or 30 minutes. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour, so it gets to you at the very beginning of the hour, and there's a one-hour window in case you've got questions and things like that. The other thing that's required of us, because we are Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer, and it does attach to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are reducing the cost of the service, that it's a fixed rate, that we're even waiving the initial setup fee. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is actually pretty straightforward. Now, before I do get that voice verification started and schedule that follow-up call for that initial investment of just $249, Mr. Mendoza, how did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover, what works best for you, sir?
It would be a Visa, but it's okay if I pay on whenever I have that follow-up call.
Well, we would have to process that payment before we schedule that follow-up call. That's what allows us to put it on the client interview calendar. This follow-up call would be, well, it looks like it'd be a little too late to do it today. It would be tomorrow. If it makes you feel more comfortable, and I don't know if you're saying that the funds are not available right now or what exactly you are saying, I am actually required to read the voice verification before I actually process that payment. If you like, I can read it before I even get that payment information. And if everything still makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah, because I just left the house, so I left my credit card there for the business, so.
Okay. So we would have to give you that follow-up call before we do, or I should say, I would have to give you a call before we schedule that follow-up call. So
how long does it take for the lease to start popping in? Because I was hoping I could sign up right on Monday.
Well, yeah, I mean, it does take about 7 to 10 business days for the Facebook ads to be, well, that's what they tell us to say. In my experience, it's usually a little bit less than that. We would have to do the follow-up call on Monday. We are booked out at that last appointment, which is 3:00, and it doesn't sound like we'd be able to do that anyway. Monday, I mean, I'd have to give you a call before we would schedule that follow-up call, unless, like you said, you don't have that form of payment even on you to put on file to process first thing on Monday. And, I mean, I don't know if you were wanting to do that follow-up call as early as 7:00, 8:00, 9:00 on Monday morning.
Yeah, like 7 would be good. 7 or in the morning.
I can call you at 7, and if we get in touch with you, we can schedule that follow-up call. I mean, Monday is, a few days away, and it looks like there's 1, 2 out of the 5 spots still available for the 8:00 on Monday. So I'll give you a call first thing, and then we could schedule that follow-up call. We're right at the end of the day here. I don't think those two positions would fill. I'll make a special request if they do, because I've got it in the notes here that you want your follow-up call, we call it a client interview, would be at 8:00 on Monday. I'll call you prior to that, about 7:30.
Okay.
I need about 10 minutes of your time when we speak again.
So in that case, just do the, you call me at 8, and then we'll do the call at 9.
Oh, if that works out better for you, yeah, I can call you at 8. I'll call you at 8, and then we'll have the follow-up call scheduled at 9:00.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, anything before that's a little early, even for me. But I'll give you a call around 8, and we'll get everything all set up and squared away. And then it looks like there's a couple of spots available at 9 o'clock as well, so that should not be a problem.
Thank you.
All right. I appreciate you, Mr. Mendoza. I'll call you back at 8 o'clock on Monday, and you have a great day. Enjoy the weekend.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.